So go ahead and close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. Place your hands in gassho. And focus your attention on the space between your palms. Feel the Reiki energy flow, awakening within your hands and your heart, joined, unified. And Reiji Ho. Now place your hands comfortably on your body. And breathe. The brilliant light of Reiki is here in the center of your room. And every time you breathe in, the light of Reiki surrounds you and fills your breath. It fills the air that you breathe and flows in on your breath. And the light flows in and awakens the light within you. And you begin to perceive your own light. This is your life force, the same as the light of Reiki on your breath. And you realize now that that light has been there all along. Sometimes it can seem as if it's covered from you by the ways and the worries of the world. The ways and the worries of the world that can create layers over your light, causing you to forget its presence. Except that it's always there, and it's always calling to you. And you remember now that this is what you're looking for. You're here to find you. So you breathe in the light, and the light travels in on your breath and awakens the light within you and reveals it to you. There are archangels who are standing at the corners of the land and on every side all around you, shining their light into your light, their divine light, filling the air that you breathe. Beautiful universal beings of the light. Beautiful interfaith beings of the light. Enlightened ones are shining their divine light into your light. The spiritual teachers and guides of Reiki and Holy Fire Reiki are here. And they're shining their divine light and all the consciousness of the heavens into your light. And every time you breathe in the light. And the divine light within you wakes up. As you breathe in the light from all these beautiful beings, it touches the light within you. And the divine light within you wakes up. And you can see that it's right here inside of you. It always has been here. your wholeness, your spirit, your brilliance, your divine nature is right here inside of you. Sometimes it can seem as if your light is hidden from you because of the layers caused by the ways and the worries of the world, the events of this life, other lifetimes, ancestral histories, genetic memories, DNA, all of the reasons that layers can cover your light from your own view. And the light and the divine presence of all these beautiful beings shines into your breath and fills the air that you breathe. And it fills the divine light within you and awakens it within you and reveals it. And you remember now, your divine nature is right here and whole and beautiful and brilliant. And when you look at all these divine beings, the light in the heart of the angels, you can see it's the same as the light in the heart of you. They are simply in angelic form, and you are in human form. All the same light, and each one individual, unique, and you, self-aware, here in this life, in your body, in this moment in time, realizing that your divine nature is right here. As you breathe in, you breathe in the light and the divine presence of the earth. The earth is pure creation consciousness, receiving and giving in the full flow of creation and all of its magnificence. And so the light of the earth rises through you, and you remember now that your body is made of the earth. Your body is made of the earth. Your Holy Spirit, your divine nature, your divine self, your spirit, self-aware as you, are here on the earth in your body made of the earth. And the light of the natural world surrounds you and shines into your light. And you remember now that you are made of the natural world. You are part of the natural world. All of the earth is the natural world. And your human nature, your human creations are all a part of the natural world. And you breathe in the light of the animal kingdom. And you remember now that you are a part of the animal kingdom. Part of nature, a part of the earth's creation, divine, magnificent, extraordinary. When you think of everything from the moment of existence that had to happen for you to receive this physical form here on the earth right now in this breath, and the extraordinary miracle and magnificence of creation. And so the earth's creation consciousness awakens within you as well. And now the light of God is shining directly on you, and God from all the sources and the names and the beliefs and even out beyond what we comprehend of what God is, who God is. And the beautiful being we call God, the being of light, who is pure love and creation. By all of our perceptions about who and what you are. And the light from the heart of God shines directly into your light. The spark of God awakens within you and is visible to you now. And you remember that the spark of creation is who you are, and always here, and always whole, and always beautiful. Just sometimes it can seem as if it's all hidden from you because of the ways and the worries of the world. And you come here now to reveal the light inside of you, to heal those ways and worries of the world and the layers that are there because of them, to release them, those that no longer serve you. And here in this beautiful light, from the light of Reiki and all of these enlightened beings and the light of the earth, the natural world, the animal kingdom, the light of God, the Holy Spirit, we welcome all of this light. Breathe it in now, and the light envelops those ways and worries of the world and the layers. And the burdens of them are released from you. As the burdens of them, the cords and connectors from any time in your soul's history travels into the light, where everything you let go of, all of those ways and worries of the world, those that are known and unknown to you, they travel into the light, where they are listened to and heard and healed according to the need, where the power of love and the power of the divine mind and the power of the divine heart, the power of the earth and the power of God ignites inside, awakening your authentic self, your true light in your own perception and experience. Your divine presence is revealed, and it's revealed here in your human nature. And your divine nature and your human nature are unified. And you remember now that your human nature is also a part of your divine nature. And so you come here to rediscover this. This is what you already know. That's what brings you here. Inside is a calling for you to find you, for you to unify. So breathe in now and look into your heart and say thank you to you. How deeply you love, how deeply you care, the passion inside. And it all awakens and is ignited inside you. And you begin to remember. And you begin to be revealed to you in all your glory. We say thank you to each other. The circle is always divinely ordered. And we were all meant to be here together today. We say thank you to the enlightened ones that join us, to the teachers who have come before us to bring us these ways, the descendants who carry them on after. And we come here now to journey to your intentions for your next step, to find out what your heart says about your intentions, and to find out what your head says about your intentions. And your intentions in all different areas of your life, listening for your divine questions, divine answers, divine solutions, and bringing them into the practical world, to your intuition, your inner guidance, your practical solutions and resources. Honchaze Shonen, Honchaze Shonen, Honchaze Shonen. There's a beautiful bridge of light in front of you. And the bridge is spanning over a river, and you can see on the other side. It looks like the most beautiful place. And you decide that you'd like to cross over the bridge and you'd like to go there. There are just beautiful beings of the light, enlightened ones on the bridge. And they're inviting you, and they say that they'll guide you and go with you over the bridge. And so you decide that you'd like to follow. And you step, before you step onto the bridge, you notice your human self. And you step onto the bridge, and as you step onto the bridge, the light within you begins to become more visible to you with every breath. The light is shining on the bridge from the fifth heaven and even beyond. And there are angels singing. The sounds of their songs begin to wash away the ways and the worries of the world. And your light, your brilliance, your beautiful spirit becomes more visible to you. And you can see that the light inside you is like the light of these beautiful beings who are here with you. You step to the railing of the bridge and you look over the side. And there's the river of life flowing from the sacred mountains off in the distance. The primordial waters of creation here flowing from the third heaven. The light of is shining on the waters, reflecting prisms of colors and rainbows. And those colors flow into your eyes. They fill your breath all the way to your soul. And you step onto the other side of the bridge and find yourself in the most extraordinary place. All there is love here. You see pathways that you can choose to take. They seem to go everywhere, and some of them are kind of walking along a forest and the river, and some are walking up a hill. And you decide that you're going to follow the pathway leading along the river and the river banks. The beautiful beings of the light are here with you. And it feels like you're finally home. You remember them again. And you begin to realize that you are a beautiful being of the light, too, here in a human form. And you realize that you have the human ways and worries of the world and the things that there are to think about. And here in this divine realm are divine solutions for your practical ideas in your human life. And you begin to realize that it is extraordinary to be human and that all of this is here for you, inside you. There's a pathway leading off to the left now, and it goes into a beautiful meadow filled with tall grass and wildflowers. The light is shining from the highest levels of consciousness. Everything is sparkling. You can hear the animals, the songs. And as you step along the pathway into the meadow, hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of these beautiful light butterflies flit into the heavens, and they surround you, and you realize now that you have stepped into the field of all possibilities. And each of these butterflies is a possibility. And you realize, how do you choose when there are so many? And so you decide that you're going to sit for a while here in the field, and you find a comfortable place to sit and to contemplate that idea. And so you think about what your intentions are. You've come here to discover your next step. What are your intentions? What does your heart say? What does your head say? They have an equal voice and are all here in the field of possibilities. And the butterflies begin to land on you. And you place your pen to paper now. And you begin to write your intentions from your head and from your heart. Intention mapping or automatic writing, letting your pen bring to you your intentions. and the ideas begin to flow and the possibilities are being revealed to you. And you're opening the field of possibilities. Say hey ki, say hey ki, say hey ki. Opening the flow of the ideas, your innovations, inventiveness, your intuition and imagination, your higher consciousness and your inspiration, all here in the field of possibilities. Opening the doorways to manifestation. And you realize now that you can listen here in this field of possibilities. Say hey ki, say hey ki, say hey ki. Nosa, nosa, nosa. Here in the field of all possibilities, and they're open for you. So you stand up now here in the field and you begin walking back towards the river. And the river is the river of life. And the river is calling to you now. The light from the heavens is rippling off of the waters. And it's telling you to let go of your burdens and give them into the light. The river will carry them away for you. And it's as if the light flows through your body and scans all those areas of limitations, restrictions, old beliefs and old stories, all the burdens that limit you from even revealing your intentions, manifesting your intentions, having clarity around your intentions, all the limitations. From that light is shining the light of peace flowing right into you. The grace of forgiveness flowing into all that you let go of, shining on the water, and you give over your burdens and you give them to the river. And the beautiful songs of the angels is carried on the waters, and all the love envelops everything you let go of, all those burdens, and heals the cords and connectors and heals the places within you of those attachments. And you have lightness and freedom. And the light fills your body, and you see a goblet, and it's a goblet of the living waters, and you take a long drink. And the waters flow into your body, and the sparkling light, the reflection of the colors, flows into every cell of your body. And you open your heart and you receive. And the sparkling light is like the sparkling light in the field of possibilities. And your body is receptive and open and present here in this beautiful light and the brilliant colors. And so you decide now to walk back along the bridge. And so you step along the pathway of the river, and you follow the light to the bridge of light, and you step on the bridge, and you walk across, and as you walk across the bridge, the songs of the angels fill the air, and even more of those ways and worries of the world drift away from you, and the light inside you is revealed to you. Your divine nature is right here inside, because the truth is, the bridge of light took you deeper into your own spirit. All this consciousness is right here inside of you already. So you step across the bridge and you merge into yourself completely now, into your human nature. And you bring these awarenesses back into your daily life to be applied to your daily life. To be able to hear your inner guidance about your own intentions. The intentions of your heart, the intentions of your head, and how they apply to you in your daily life. And you listen now. Hear where the divine and your human self are all one. And you listen for the one next step that you can take, leading you on your journey of your intentions. Listen for your one next step, just one. You can let your pen go to paper and write your answer. And allow these answers to continue to flow through you like the river of life flowing through you, fluid and flexible, focused on a path and yet fluid and flexible at the same time, listening and continuing to ask yourself these questions about your intentions. Sometimes you may even hear answers several days from now or weeks from now that you didn't know were there, but reveal to you. And you listen, and the spiritual guidance is here for you, along with your inner guidance, listening to your heart, listening to your head. Both have an equal voice. The divine and the practical, unified in your daily life. So begin bringing your awareness back into the room now. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back completely. And for those of you that are, your video is turned off, when you're ready, you can turn that back on. But take your time if you need to.